Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for When Change Seems Impossible, written and read by Ashley Moore. By His divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know Him, the one who called us to Himself by means of His marvelous glory and excellence. 2 Peter 1:3. Something about transitioning to a new year drives people to reflect on the past and ponder ways to improve the future. We see it in businesses as they examine their last quarter and make new goals for the next 4 quarters. Families examine their rhythms and commitments and make decisions about what they want to keep or change moving forward. And people personally inspect their health and fitness levels and make plans for personal growth in the upcoming year. What typically happens next, though, can be rather disappointing. We start strong with the momentum of transition and ride the high of new habits and routines. But it doesn't take long before employees get swamped maintaining rather than advancing the business. The family calendar gets overtaken by the kids' sports and church commitments, and our sneakers and dumbbells begin to collect dust. Lasting change can feel impossible sometimes, can't it? It only adds to our discouragement when we fail to meet our goals, keep our promises, or honor our commitments. Change can begin to seem futile. This is a dangerous mindset for the believer. When we doubt that change is possible, we can grow cynical. Our cynicism can breed hopelessness about our situations and whether others will ever be capable of making the greatest change, turning from their sin and following Jesus. We fall prey to a lie that true and lasting change depends only on our ability, convincing ourselves we aren't capable. Have you ever been there? This is why I have so much love for Peter's words from our key verse. Peter lived the reality of this human experience, this tension of desiring change and wanting to live a fruitful life, but not quite hitting the mark. To put it the way Jesus said in another reminder to our friend Peter, our spirits are willing, but our flesh is oh so weak. Matthew 26:41. Peter was this headstrong disciple who was utterly convinced he was going to prevent Christ from being crucified. Matthew 16:22. Jesus, coincidentally, called him Satan and rebuked him for this. Matthew 16:23. He was also the disciple who claimed to Jesus that if everyone else abandoned him, he would be willing to go to prison and die for him. Luke 22:33. Still not quite understanding Jesus' plan for salvation, in an ill-fitting attempt to protect Jesus, Peter sliced off the ear of one of the high priest's servants. John 18:10. Finally, as Christ was taken to be crucified, just as he said he would never do, Peter denied knowing Jesus three times. Luke 22:57-60. But we see from his writings in 2 Peter that people can change. Peter finally acknowledged and accepted that the power to change and live anything that remotely resembles a Christ-like life comes from God's divine power, not our own. And we need that reminder as we seek to make changes in the new year too. Our strength, grit, and sheer will won't be enough to make lasting changes. God has given us everything we need to live a changed life, a life that is pleasing to Him. And we receive this by coming to know Him, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Change, true change that brings glory to God, is possible. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for giving your people a desire to make positive changes. We know every good thing about us is a gift from you. I pray that as we look to make changes in the new year, we would do so from a heart motivation of bringing glory to you. Lord, forgive us when that is not our motivation. But Lord, we also pray that as we seek to change, we would remember and depend on your Spirit for power and not the power of our fleshly, faulty self-will. Lord, thank you that you've equipped us with everything we need to live a godly life this year and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.